the labor guys as they go by.
Why Al Gore?
Why Al Gore?
Why
Al Gore? Why? Why Gore? Why Al Gore? Why Al Gore? Why Al Gore? Why Gore? Why Gore? Why Gore? Why Gore? Why? Please tell me, why Gore?
Because I like sellouts. I like to masturbate.
You're a protester now, buddy. He doesn't like you.
Why Al Gore? Why?
Why Al Gore?
Why?
Why Gore?
Why Gore?
He sold us out of the WTO. Why are you going to go with Gore? He sells out union members.
Why Gore? Why Gore? Please tell me why.
Why Al Gore? Carpenter.
Because he's a Democrat. I voted Democrat my entire life. Democratic Party is the party of the working people. I got nothing against Ralph Nader, right? But I'm voting for a candidate who can win because George Bush is a, watch out for yourself. George Bush is a danger to us, right?
And what
I mean, I can't afford to vote for a candidate who's not going to win, right?
How do you feel about NAFTA and WTO and Al Gore's support of that?
We hate NAFTA, right? We hate WTO, right? And we're pissed that the Democrats supported that. And we're pissed that the Democrats supported the welfare bill, right? I mean, it doesn't mean we don't vote for the Democrats.
So are you trying, do you have to hold your nose when you vote? Not so much, but psychologically?
I vote Democratic, right?
Yeah.
Okay?
Even though you're pissed at them?
Even though I'm pissed at them. Right?
All right, it's a good Democrat.
Right? Okay.
Yeah, good Democrat. Well, thanks a lot, and thanks for walking out tonight.
Okay.
See, can we get in? That doesn't count. Carpenter's a democracy.
Let's go, fellas.
Okay, I wasn't quite sure there. Sorry.
Let's go.
How do you like NAFTA?
Excuse me?
How do you like NAFTA?
What's NAFTA?
North American Free Trade Agreement.
It's what lets our jobs go to Mexico.
I don't have any more. How do you like
okay.
NAFTA?
Okay.
Hey, you guys over there, come over here.
I don't have it. I think you have it.
Democracy is not a spectator sport.
I don't have it.
Are you a UMass student?
No.
No?
I go to Northeastern.
You go to where?
Northeastern.
Northeastern? Uh-huh. What do you think about UMass being shut down for 2 days?
Well, I don't know. Too much traffic. I don't like it.
You don't like too much traffic? All right.
I don't think that's
over here, actually. We're the Massachusetts Student Public Interest Research Group. We have a press thing.
Hey, hey, candidates!
Where's Lisa?
Hey, hey, candidates!
Where's our issues in the debate? Hey, hey, candidates! Where's our issues in the
debate? Hey, hey, candidates! Where's our issues in the debate? What's MassPRIG? MassPRIG is Massachusetts Student Public Interest Research Group. We are a nonpartisan nonprofit, student-run and directed environmental and consumer watchdog group. And we're out here today to make sure Vice President Gore and Governor Bush protect the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. It's the last pristine area. And the way we're going to force them to do that is by registering and getting out 10,000 plus young people to vote. And if they don't start addressing our issues, we're gonna vote. So they better start addressing our issues.
We're going to vote for who?
That's it. If they don't start addressing our issues, we're not going to be voting for them. So,
and so what's the alternative?
The alternative is if we get out and vote for alternatives, we'll force them to really make issue statements,
what,
stronger statements
as
on issues.
As far as presidential candidates go, what would be an alternative there?
You mean in terms of alternative third-party candidates? I mean, MassPRIG is a nonpartisan group, so we don't support any of the candidates. We just want to make sure young people's issues are being talked about and that politicians across the board, whether it's third party or two party,
yeah,
are being addressed.
So do you feel that Al Gore or George W. Bush are talking about your issues right now?
No, I don't.
Do you feel that any of the third party candidates are?
I haven't heard enough about the third party candidates to say that they are addressing our issues. I think one of our major campaigns has been Youth Vote 2000, and that the main goal of that is to make sure or to force the politicians to make one of the debates a youth debate, moderated by a young person, having young people asking questions, and most all candidates have signed on to that. Some of the major party candidates haven't, and so we want to make sure our issues are heard.
So if the two major party candidates don't sign on to that debate, will you go ahead with it?
Well, we want to make sure that we can't really go on with it until they say that they will allow it to happen. They make the rules of the presidential debates, as you can see. But we were pressuring them, and we have a large coalition pressuring them to do that. And we are a large, large community, young people, 18 to 30-year-olds. And we can make a stand, and we will. So they should start addressing our issues.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Thank you.
What do you think about all these people out here in the street chanting?
No comments.
No comments? Well, have fun here in the shade. It's cooler over here than it is over there. What do you think of all those people over there? What do you think of all those people over there? Chanting. They want an open debate. Does that make sense to you?
No comment.
No comment? All right, well, have fun, all right? Do you live around here?
Yes.
What do you think about all these people here asking for an open debate?
I'm not really for Nader, and I'm not for really too many other outside candidates. I'm not for the... You know, you getting in just because you're a billionaire either. You know, I don't agree with Al Gore and George W. Bush just because they have money. But on the other hand, I believe that we should have more of an open debate. I believe more people should come into the debate situations, and so it gives people more chance to look at outside things, not only for us to have a choice of more presidencies, but also so we can have more choice of ideas, too.
Totally.
More discussion. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm not really a fan of any particular candidate at this point in time, and that's why we need an open debate so that I could have more ideas and more decisions that I can choose from. And then I could further, also if we bring like Nader or anybody else into it, into the mix, then maybe it could throw a shuffle through Al Gore and George Bush, and then maybe they can change their opinions. I'm not saying that they can't be president, but maybe they need to change their ideas if they do become president.
Yeah, so open the debates and open up more ideas to the discussion of pertaining to our democracy here in the United States.
Yes.
All right, well, this is your neighborhood, and have you ever seen anything like this here?
No.
And Clinton's been on campus before I hear, and they didn't do this when Clinton was here. I'm talking about all these cops here with batons.
Yes.
So why do you think they did it for the debates? A national debate talking about our electoral future.
Because it's the first of the century, and so they realize that this is a big time in our lives, whether or not we go forward or go backwards. And if we don't have the right person in president, you know, presidency, then our country's just going to go downhill. This is a huge time right now, whether we go forward or backwards. And also that there is a lot more up in the air. Like, this is a 50-50 battle right now between the top two, and then there's other people that are coming in too. And in the past, like 4 years ago, Bill Clinton, there was no question about it. He was 80% ahead of everybody else. There was no question he was going to be president. And other times when we've had top leaders here, there hasn't been any real choice or decision or battles. But this time, there's actually a toss-up, 50-50. Nobody knows which way it's going to go. And there's other candidates that could step in too. And that's why there's a lot more controversy this year.
Yeah.
Plus, also, I think people are worried in this country that we're forgetting about our important things, our basic foundations to life.
Yeah. All right. Well, this will be interesting. There's supposed to be more people coming down this way, so hope you can stay out at least until supper time.
Thank you.
Thank you. So how come you get the megaphone?
Because I'm obnoxious.
Because you're obnoxious, you get the megaphone? Also, maybe because you're the most creative with the chants?
I don't know. I try to.
You don't want to toot your own megaphone, huh?
Excuse me?
You don't want to toot your own megaphone, huh? Well, it looks like we're going to stop.
Hold up!
Because we want them to come with us.
No, why are we listening to that music?
They're the ones that kept the
peace and the peace going up.
So here we are trying to figure out what we're going to do.
Fall back!
To figure out who you are.
I'm not. I'm not with the police, really.
Police,
I'm not. I live down there. I'm just take some good photos and
memories.
Ooh, people asking about you.
I'm not with the police. I'm
well,
with.
If you go up there and try to give a high five, then we'll know for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
We'll take you out at the knees.
No, I'm just.
No, thanks. Somebody's got dum-dums going around. So, were you in the puppet show earlier?
No. No, we just got here.
You guys just got here?
Yeah.
You got some nice puppets.
Thank you.
Are you guys going to do a little street theater later?
Plan.
Yeah? What's the theme?
Theme? Corporate and big money influence in politics.
And how's that real for you?
Personally, for me, I grew up in Northern California. I saw the timber industry in Northern California ride right over the top of all the regulations that were put in place for the protection of the forest. I go to school here now, so.
At UMass?
I go to Wheaton, south of here.
Yeah. And so is street theater an effective means of communication of political ideas for you?
In my opinion, it is. I think it's effective for other people to see it. I think media loves it. They pay attention to it.
Do you like the puppets?
Yes.
The kids like the puppets.
Very nice.
So keep up the great work.
Yeah, but we got to keep moving.
This is what consensus looks like. Puppets?
Huh?
Do you like the puppets? Do you like the puppets? It's all right.
What are chickens at?
Somebody's got chickens. You like the chickens? You know what they stand for?
Al Gore sucked.
Al Gore and Bush. They're both chickens. You know why they say they're chickens? Because they won't debate everybody else that's running for president. More than them are running for president.
That's going?
That's going, yeah. You want to do something?
Wait.
No?
I'm stressed. How y'all doing? You know?
Why are you walking with the crowd right now?
I don't know. It's just that somebody gonna collide. It's gonna be a big old fight. And where the security when you need them?
Where's the squad?
Oh, they're right behind. Oh shit.
Have you ever had this many people in your neighborhood streets?
This is the first time I've ever seen this.
There's not even this many residents in our neighborhood.
There's not this many residents in your neighborhood?
Like that, come outside.
Well, there's going to be some puppet show later, so stick around for that. It's going to be fun.
People, yo.
This is going on tomorrow, too?
No, I think it's just today. I think it's just today, but who knows, you know? If those guys are mean to us, then we'll be out tomorrow, you know? Do you like Boston PD? And you said Al Gore sucks, huh? Yeah? All right, well, you guys have fun and stay safe.